Hello, this is Paul Mack, and you're on Paul Mack Presents on 761-3330. Hello, thank you for calling. Now let's get right into the format of this tape. I promised you all a format, and I'm going to deliver a format. Okay, this is it. Starting off, number one, item number one. I have done research and material, and I have a whole bunch of papers here gathered around, and I'm going to, all my notes, and pads, notepads. Okay, let's get this organized. Okay, now, first of all, yes, you must know this. The picture of the week, the movie you've got to see, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, you've got to see Gandhi. Or was that Gandhi? All depends what nationality you are. See Gandhi. That film is beautiful. I mean, if you thought E.T. was beautiful, you'll think Gandhi is sensational because... Well, just listen to some of these. I mean, these reviews here are just extraordinary. I mean, it says here, Ben Kingsley is nothing short of astonishing as Gandhi. It is impossible to recall as an actor who has aged more persuasively over the course of a movie. Richard Snickel, Time Magazine. That's a funny name. Okay, and listen to this. Gandhi gets a 10, one of the very best pictures of the year. Gary Franklin, KNXT TV. I mean, listen to these reviews. Can you deny it? Come on. I mean, this is an excellent film. You've got to see it. I saw it a couple of weeks ago, and I was very touched. The film is 3 hours and 8 minutes, but you've got to sit through this film. It is touching. It is warm. At the beginning, you don't know who Gandhi is. They show the actual assassination, but they do show it again at the end after a series of flashbacks through his life. And the second time you see it, it really does get to you, because the first time you don't know the man, and after experiencing what he's tried to do, it's very saddening and touching. We're going to play you a little preview for Gandhi right now.
Gandhi, the movie about the man of the century, is being heralded as the motion picture of a lifetime. The best picture of the year, New York Film Critics, National Board of Review. Best actor, Ben Kingsley, New York Film Critics, National Board of Review, Los Angeles Film Critics.
My name is Gandhi, Mohandas K. Gandhi.
Well, whoever you are, we don't want you here. I suggest you get back on that train before it leaves.
They seem to want me.
There are very few movies that absolutely must be seen. Gandhi is one of them. Jack Kroll, Newsweek.
Non-cooperation with evil is a duty, and British rule of India is evil.
The movie of the year, Rex Reed, New York Post. One of the great epic films of all time, Judith Crist.
I am a Muslim and a Christian and a Jew, and so are all of you.
The best film of 1982, Jim Brown, NBC TV Today Show. Gandhi, the man of the century, the motion picture of a lifetime. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Gandhi, see it. What can I say but see it? You'll be touched, believe me. Okay, it's playing where I saw it. Excellent theater, excellent popcorn at the Hollywood Man Vogue Theater. And it screens daily at 12 o'clock, 3:30, 7 o'clock, and 10:30 p.m. Okay, and the information for that theater is 462-6621.
He's back.
Me too!
And so's Old Hook.
Stop it, Brock!
In Walt Disney's most imaginative classic, Peter Pan. If you've forgotten the magic, the fantasy, the action and adventure of this animation spectacular, then join us for the time of your life. Walt Disney's classic Peter Pan, winging its way to a theater near you. Rated G, all ages admitted.
I want to thank Walt Disney Productions very much for that little presentation there. Here we go. Peter Pan, okay, it is playing. Let me find it. Anybody want any scrap paper? Okay, it's playing here in Man Theaters, which are, I believe, the finest theaters in California, with a few exceptions, of course. Okay, Man Theaters, if you want to see Airplane 2 or you haven't seen Airplane 2, well, you're going to if you want to see Peter Pan, because it's playing with Airplane 2, double bill, that's right, in Glendale, at the Glendale Theater, which is a double theater. Okay, and the information... to find out what times that's showing is 241-4177. That's Walt Disney's Peter Pan. See it if you haven't seen it. I think it's a beautifully animated film, and it's just Nice, and where am I going here for the next item? Oh, yes, music, maestro. That's right, Star Wars, the number one all-time money-making film, has now slowed down to number two. That's right, number two. Because E.T., Steven Spielberg's simple film of love, is now number one! That's right, E.T. is now the number one top money-making film. Sorry, George. Yes, in the Hollywood Reporter recently, I came across this surprising message. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay, and it says, Dear Steven, trying to make points, huh? Congratulations to you and your extraterrestrial buddy. This week, E.T. moved ahead of Star Wars to take first place in domestic film rentals. E.T.'s adventure on Earth and his gift of intergalactic friendship continue to touch us all. May the Force always be with you. Your pal, George. George Lucas, of course. I mean, come on, if that isn't propaganda. George is just trying to be nice, so now you can work for Steven Spielberg. Don't give me that. Okay, now we've got some more news here. Did you all see Airplane 2? Like I said before, if you haven't seen it, see it with Peter Pan at the Glendale Theater. But if you haven't seen Airplane 2, it's all about a sequel that takes place in the future with a gadgetry that can go wrong. Well, get a load of this. I mean, you thought that was put on. Well, Airport, the real Airport movies, are now making Airport 2000. That's right, Airport 2000. Can you believe that? Okay, let's see what it says here. It's going to be the fifth in a series of Airport features, and it will be produced by Jennings Lang Productions for Universal Pictures. Airport 2000. Get a load of this. George Kennedy, again, aren't we getting tired of him, who has starred in all of the Airport films, will return as the same character, Patron, in Airport 2000, which, like the others, will feature in, hey, all-star cast. They got to get me in that one. Okay. Now listen, here's what it's about. It takes place in the future, of course, and will combine computer technology, new gadgetry, and experiences that may actually happen with space vehicles in the future. If we ever come along that far, okay. And, of course, we have the traditional elements that made Airport Pictures successful in the past. The film will be science fact as opposed to science fiction, and the story will be based around actual space vehicles and equipment that is currently being developed. I mean, if that isn't a laugh, they must be really desperate for money. Okay. Oh, listen to this. We've got a new preview for you here. If you haven't seen this movie, I want you to go see it now.
When one of America's richest men promises his son anything he wants, he picks the most outrageous gift of all. Richard Pryor. Columbia Pictures presents the most outrageous comedy, The Toy, starring Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason. It's the story of a father who'd pay anything to keep his son happy.
What do you need?
Well, let's start at $1,000. We'll work our way up.
All right. But for that kind of money, if Eric blows his nose, you wipe him.
$3,000.
It's the story of a boy and his newly bought friend having fun. Growing closer.
How old are you?
A 9.
You want to live to be 10?
And just plain palling around.
Help!
It's the story of a man who said he couldn't be bought.
I was wrong!
It's The Toy, the one movie you should put on your family's Christmas list. Opening December 10th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
That's right. They paid me to laugh like that. Here it is, Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason in the number one comedy team in America. That's right, The Toy from Rastar. Whatever. Okay, it's now playing at theaters everywhere, and you can see it at the Hollywood UA Egyptian Theater daily at 2:25, 6:20, and 10:10 p.m. That's right. For information, call 467-6167. I saw The Toy the first day it came out, and, well, I wasn't too happy with it. I liked it, okay? Excellent. It wasn't one of Richard Pryor's better roles, but he was on a roll there for a while, as a matter of fact. I thought basically the film was an overall, I'd give it on a scale from 1 to 10, a 7, because it lacked just a bit on... Dan, what are you laughing at? Okay, by the way, we have Mr. Daniel Dualface here. My researchers do a lot of research, and we try to bring you the top information and movie reviews here available. Okay?
Speaking about The Visitant.
Be quiet. Don't speak about... Yes, yeah, speaking about The Visitant, I like to play a cut...
Liberation.
Be quiet. Here is a cut from my latest film, The Visitant, which can be seen on TV. Any old time, oh, say, any time between 1 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the morning.
On October 31st, 1980, Jimmy Taylor was tragically killed in an automobile accident. His father, Jason Taylor, never quite recovered from his son's death. This is the story of Jason Taylor's visitation.
You can't get out.
Where are you going?
We're all locked in for one reason or another.
Did you like it? Tell.
Daddy, why?
Daddy!
I'm not dead.
Why aren't
you believing? You're dead.
Purgatory. All Mac Productions bring you The Visitant.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for calling my line. I hope
we have to go.
No, we don't. We're going to do this all over again.
Probably in 12 minutes from now, we're doing it all for you. That's right. 213-761-3330.
Okay, and thank you very much for calling, and we're doing it all over again for you.
Five, four, three, two. Hello, you're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun. Hello, and welcome to a special preview edition of The Movie Line, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. Hi, I'm Paul Mack, bringing you the latest up-to-date info in the film industry each and every week, Sunday through Thursday, for 24-hour recorded telephone entertainment. Now, that's only part of it, because on Friday and Saturday, you could be part of our show by simply leaving a review of your favorite film. We then preview these comments, and we'll put the best ones in our tape the following week. Our shows will run anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes in length each time. Now, The Movie Line is a non-profit organization free to our local callers to promote new films and to encourage moviegoers. And now, without further ado, here's a sample preview of some of the things happening each and every week on The Movie Line.
Return with Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, Lando Calrissian, C-3PO and R2-D2, and Darth Vader. For the newest adventure in the Star Wars saga, Return of the Jedi. Return of the Jedi, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
If I had known, I would have waited since Wednesday.
I'll tell you, it was worth it. There are so many twists and surprises in this film, you are not going to believe it.
The credits are showing.
The first official screening of Star Wars, The Return of the Jedi. Listen
incredible.
To this. Was it not fantastic and spectacular, Dan?
It was fantastic and spectacular.
Bob, what did you think? Fantastic. Fantastic.
It's unanimous.
Let's get out and interview some of the people right here.
Greatest.
How's the movie?
The best of the three yet.
The best of the three yet.
Yeah, easily.
Most visual, good story, good conclusion. It's great.
It had some surprises. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, there's a lot of surprises.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for talking with us.
No problem.
All right, take it easy. How was it?
Great.
It's
best of all three.
Wasn't it something?
Yeah.
You never suspect the end. Oh, you never suspect the climax.
Outstanding. Oscar winner.
You heard it right there.
I saw the first one 7 times, I saw the second one 4 times, and I don't doubt that I'll see this one 9.
Donnie Grant, what did you think of the film?
I thought it was the best of the three.
Did you really?
I thought it was very exciting. I enjoyed the new characters. There's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm there. There's many great elements in this film that were a surprise to me.
What, yeah? A lot
of good humor.
Yeah. So you think you're going to plug this a lot on Channel 5, huh?
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to plug it a lot there. I'll certainly...
You'll certainly give it a lot of coverage.
I'll say that I enjoyed it, and we're doing a film now that is for Mr. Lucas and 20th Century Fox. The reactions that we're getting now will be seen around the world.
That's great.
What do you think about the fact that they're going to go back to parts one now and talk about what caused Luke's father to become Darth Vader?
I hadn't really thought about that. I really just enjoyed the film so much. I've dreamed like everybody else.
Thank you, Mr. Grant, for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
How are you?
Well, it was really interesting, and I want to tell you, Dave and I had a lot of good fun down there, didn't we, Dave?
Yes, we did. That's fantastic that you got some of the responsible interviews you
That's
got.
That's right. Was
particularly
it
with Mr. Grant.
Hi there. This is John from Northridge, and I have a question. I don't know if you can answer it or not, but maybe you can give it a try and see what you can come up with. I was wondering if you know the birth date of Henry Thomas. He's the youngster that played Elliot on E.T., and I know he's either 11 or 12 or I don't know. I was wondering if you knew what his birth date is. I would appreciate that if you'd be able to tell me. Thanks.
Well, answering your question there, John, we have somebody on the line, Robert McNaughton. Robert, how are you?
Good.
And, can you answer his question? I mean, you certainly should know. You worked with Henry for how many months?
Three.
3 months on
three,
that shoot.
And then doing publicity with him for about a month.
You might want to tell him what you did on E.T.
I played Henry's older brother, Michael.
What kind of experience was that?
The overall experience was great on the set and everything. I was really kind of impressed with Steven Spielberg, of course, as a director. But then working with Henry and Drew was really a great experience because...
Yeah, Drew came on the lot at Disney. I met her.
Yeah.
She's really cute.
Everybody says they're worried that she might say too much, but she knows, you know, when not to... Overdo it.
Yeah,
she's not ready. I tell that to anybody who asks me at all.
Uh-huh. That's great.
She's really normal.
I don't know why he wants to know, Robert, but do you know how old Henry Thomas is?
I know he's 11.
11.
And let's see. I think he was born in September.
September. Why? They might have had a birthday on the set for him or something, or... Was that it?
No, that's wrong. I think it was. No, that's wrong. I'm trying to say it was one of the later months because it was shortly after we finished.
So maybe October or November.
Yeah, or even January.
Okay, well that's about as close as we can get from a very powerful source here. So thanks a lot, Robert, for helping us out.
Sure, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I recently visited the Cherryvale Academy for Girls. There I saw young fellows in ladies' clothing sneaking inside the girls' dorm.
Hallelujah!
Hoping to grab all the girls they could get.
Hallelujah!
Brothers and sisters, man is a party animal. I urge you to act like one.
Yeah!
I urge you to see private schools.
Hallelujah!
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hallelujah!
Thank you.
now, once again, it's time for Movie Line Update and Hotline Information. Here we go. Twilight Zone, the movie, pays homage to Rod Serling, creator of the landmark television series, which has been in a state of perpetual syndication since its final airing in 1964. In Twilight Zone, the movie, the filmmakers take us into another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey, according to Serling, into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Each of the segments fulfills this promise. The first, directed by Landis, tells of a man who, in an unexpected turnabout of space and time, is forced to suffer the indignities of his own bigotry. Spielberg's segment concerns several discouraged rest home residents who undergo a phenomenal transformation, which enables them to once again discover the joys of life with a child's appreciation and wonder. The third segment, directed by Joe Dante, tells of a boy whose wishes bring him everything but the happiness he most desires. And finally, Miller's segment relates the unforeseen consequences of an airline passenger's fright during a flight which somehow crosses the uncharted boundaries of reality. Twilight Zone, the movie, opens up June 24th at theaters everywhere. Diane Cannon will be honored with a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame on Wednesday, June 22nd, 1983, in a ceremony sponsored by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce at 12:30 p.m. The ceremony will take place at 6608 Hollywood Boulevard. The 1,764th star will be located in between those previously dedicated to Margaret O'Brien and Will Rogers. Johnny Grant, honorary mayor of Hollywood, will serve as master of ceremonies for the event, which will be officiated by Bill Welsh, president of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, and William F. Hertz, Walk of Fame chairman. Well, that's about going to do it this week for Movie Line Update. So thanks for calling, and don't forget to call each and every week for your Movie Line news.
Son of the uncle of the friend of the neighbor of the cousin of the landlord of the director of The Man in the Iron Mask. It's the greatest movie ever remade.
Milord!
What is it?
Have patience, Milord. I bring the good news and bad news.
Good news?
Yes, good news, sire. You are the true king of France.
Hooray! I am the king of France, I know it.
And sire, sire, the bad news. We can't get off the mask without killing you.
Now playing with this horrible second feature.
Doggies.
If cute can kill, they will.
Doggies.
You think you're so safe, but there they are, playing everywhere in your neighborhood.
Doggies! Get down!
Doggies!
Rated O for overrated.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Michael of Los Angeles. I just saw the latest Bond movie, Octopussy. And what do I have to say about it? I liked it. It has an excellent cast, including Louise Jardin and Maud Adams, not to mention Roger Moore, and the best action since Honor Majesty's Secret Service. And as the Roger Moore Bond films go, this is definitely the best of them. And on the Michael scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 9. So dust off your Walther PPK, hop in your silver Aston Martin, and go see Octopus.
His name is James Bond. Roger Moore is James Bond, Agent 007.
May I join you?
This is the one you've heard about.
I'm Octopussy.
This is James Bond action at an all-time high. This is Octopussy.
Oh, James!
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Released by MGM, United Artists Entertainment Company.
Now playing at a theater or drive-in near you. Check your paper for local listings.
Thank you.
a small sample of what the movie line is all about. Promotion, entertainment, caller participation, and humor. Blended into one short weekly program to promote this great entertainment medium, motion pictures. And please, keep in mind, we do give local listings with the theater numbers of current films we do promote. And remember, you can always write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. The movie line is heard on area code 213-761-3330 with over 1,000 callers weekly, ranging from all over the United States. This is Paul Mack speaking, June 1983. Thank you, and go see a movie. Bye-bye.